This is Ozarks at Large. This year on our Wednesday editions of the show, Raven Cook, founder of Foundations Black History Educational Programming, has been bringing us Reflections in Black. Each week, Raven spends a few minutes exploring lives of people who've made the world better for all of us. Most of the subjects so far have been people who were born decades ago. And while Raven says she's hardly come close to the end of pivotal figures of color from the 19th and early 20th century, there are also more contemporary people she'll examine in the weeks and months ahead. We asked Raven to come back to the Carver Center for Public Radio to talk about that and other aspects of Reflections in Black.
It's a really inspiring program, I believe, because it is something that I strive to make sure that I pick figures who I feel like really take on these real challenges and really meet them with elegance and really also meet them thinking about the whole of humanity, not just me or not just my community, but everybody. How can we all rise from the experience that I've struggled with?
And we hear about people who might have lived a century ago.
Sure.
Or half a century ago, mm-hmm. Their stories are still relevant in 2019.
Right. I definitely think some of them I lean into, especially people like James Cone. I personally have been kind of on a search to really understand the intersection of religion and race and how those things are working together. And I started to lean into James Cone in a way that I hadn't been doing before. And I read his text, The Cross and the Lynching Tree, and I was just so, I read it in maybe about 5 hours. It was just that rich. And I was like, I have to do, he's a native Arkansan. I've got to do a show on him. And so it just became something I did because it was just something that spoke to me so intensely.
I know that you embrace history. Mm-hmm. And so you're probably very proactive to find some of these figures. Do some of the historic figures come to you without you knowing about them?
Sure. A couple of them. I think James Cone definitely. Stokely Carmichael definitely is just a part of my everyday reality.
I believe you once told me you had a historic crush on Stokely Carmichael.
I have a huge historic crush on Stokely Carmichael. In the biography on Stokely Carmichael by Peniel Joseph, he calls him the chocolate Fred Astaire. Mm-hmm. And I just think that's marvelous. It's just amazing. But some of them actually do. Lerone Bennett Jr. was one that I was just like, that's, I hear you. June Jordan also was one that I was like, I sense you. I feel you. It was just a vibe. It was just a vibe. Like, I would go through books and just allow the books to just be present in my space. And I'd feel this one. This is it. Like, I'd sense it.
Mm-hmm. Many of the figures we talk about, if they were born more than 100 years ago, we'd all agree that's, for lack of a more descriptive term, an older figure. Some of us of a certain age would not consider, perhaps, people of the 50s and 60s older, but they are.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not to suggest there aren't people now.
Right.
Making a difference.
Definitely people now. There is a show I'm really looking forward to doing on Nipsey Hussle. I really want to lean into that show. I'm not a hip hop person. My mom picks on me a lot because I love old school OJs and Motown. Most of the time, I know the records' names, and she can't remember them. So she's like, "Are you actually my Are you my child? Like, how does this work?" But when I heard of Nipsey Hussle's assassination, when I heard of his passing, I was really impacted by that in a way that I have not been impacted before. I felt it. It was something very, as an organizer and an activist myself, someone who's always moving in the community and who loves where I'm from Little Rock, I felt the weight of that community in losing someone who was trying so hard. I'm about to cry thinking about it, trying so hard to manifest the potential and the beauty of that community in spite of itself, right? I just thought it rocked me. And then when I watched the funeral, seeing the thousands and thousands and thousands of people who gathered to honor this man was, and the way that his family and his parents, right? Like the way his parents found something in themselves to get up and to help us deal with our grief about it. It was, I can't even describe, like, that his passing really affected me. And I immediately text Lee and said, I have to talk about him.
Lee Wood.
And at Lee Wood, I text her and I said, I have to do a show on Nipsey Hussle.
And one thing that I love about that is because there are many people who haven't heard of Nipsey Hussle for many reasons.
Right.
Generational.
Mm-hmm.
He was on the West Coast and
right.
maybe from Middle America.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many ways to consume media
right.
that you can miss someone like that.
Definitely. And I think his story appeals to all people because he was a businessman. He believed in that philosophy of I'm going to build myself up. Like, I'm going to build myself. I'll build for my family. I'll build my community. And I think that's so important to the American spirit that I just find it transformative. It wasn't just something that was Black. It was something that was human and beautiful and resilient and something that I felt the world needed to hear. And if I had any space to talk about it, I'll do it.
So last question
sure.
this time around. You have someone like Nipsey Hussle who is doing so much.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's assassinated.
Right.
Does that leave you pessimistic, optimistic, wistful?
Mm-hmm. I think at first I was really angry. I was extremely angry. But then I watched several of his interviews, and it is extremely hard to be a Black woman who works for Black people. And that's just speaking honestly, and anywhere you go. I think when you have a light is very hard for people who have lived in darkness for a long time to grapple with. And that's for any person of any, you know, background. When you go into a space and you are challenging the way that people see themselves, that's very difficult. But Nipsey Hussle, in several interviews, talked about love. In most of his interviews, he talked about love in his music. As I started to consume his music more actively, he talked so much about love and pride and beauty and just who he was, just the soul. He was functioning on such a higher level than what I think most people were. And I feel like it gave me hope that if I started functioning in that same energy, I really started to think about balance. I really started to lean more into meditation. And this is super real. I started to read more about the chakras and like, how is my light shining? How am I healing from traumas that I've experienced? He really, just in his spirit and his energy, really changed a lot about the way I move personally in the world. I was really... It rocked me. It made me angry, but I became so much more empowered as a thinker and an intellectual and a human being and just someone who has such a voice to influence others. I needed to check my healing and make sure that that healing was being done properly so that I could really be an inspiration. He has a quote that I've made my cover on Facebook, and it talks about the highest human act is to inspire. But you have to be a whole being. You have to really strive to be whole in yourself and make sure that you're communicating and are a vehicle, right? When I do these shows, I'm a vessel between those that have been and are to the audience. And I need to make sure I'm cleansed and whole and accessible to do that work. So he really challenged me to start thinking about that and how I practice.
Transformative.
He was incredible. I really am taken aback by him, for sure.
Raven, always such a pleasure to visit with you.
Great to be here. Always a pleasure.
Stay busy.
Will do.
Raven Cook is the founder of Foundations Black History Educational Programming and the writer and host of Reflections in Black, heard most Wednesdays on Ozarks at Large. She'll be with us again tomorrow for another edition of Reflections in Black, and previous editions of the series can be found by searching for Reflections in Black at KUAF.com and OzarksAtLarge.com.